You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A Syracuse University political expert says the new Democratic majority in the House is likely to set the stage for more polarization, not less, despite the well-intentioned efforts of the area's congressmen. Maxwell School professor Grant Reher says, like most midterms, this election was largely a referendum on the president, and the results are not unlike that of any president's first term, but the implications could be far deeper.
There's already talk about what the Democrats are going to do in terms of investigations into the president. That could heighten that conflict even further. If the president reacts in ways similar to the way that he's reacted in the past, again, that will heighten the conflict. The country itself, in terms of its voting patterns, seems to have further polarized than it was before. If you didn't like the rancor that we've had in the last 2 years, just wait, because it could be getting a lot worse.
At the same time, Reher sees common ground on some lingering issues that could have a big impact on central New York. For example, there could be negotiations toward lower prescription drug prices under Medicare, just like there are for Medicaid. He says any deal could trickle down to the private insurance market. There could also be progress on a big infrastructure bill, something that eluded the previous Congress. Reher says, meanwhile, newly re-elected Congressmember John Katko might have some success getting bipartisan support in the continued battle against the opioid epidemic.
That could be something that, given the magnitude of the problem, if there is some atmosphere for common ground and looking for deals and making agreements, that might be something that he could be involved in and be something that could bring some important things back to this area.
Reher says there will be dynamic changes for Katko since he'll find himself in the minority for the first time.
You could argue that when he was in the majority, he had a choice and he chose to try to be more bipartisan, and that is to his credit. Now he doesn't have a choice. He's going to have to be bipartisan. He's going to have to push things in which Democrats are going to get a lot of the credit for, and that's just the way the system works.
Reher says Katko's voting record in general is a mixed bag, and both sides of the aisle can point to examples they like or dislike. Overall, he feels Katko comes across as the moderate he paints himself to be, though he did make a very Republican move by supporting the tax overhaul. Reher says that was probably one of the things on the minds of most voters and may have fueled support for his opponent. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.